Welcome to Shara Bitochin, Part 7. So we're in the middle of discussing the seven factors upon which Bitochin is based, upon which it makes sense to place your trust in another human being, and then the Chovas HaLevavos is going to explain that really all these seven only apply to Hashem Himself. So the first one, which we discussed, was that when someone loves you, you trust them. When you know that someone has compassion and empathy and love for you, you put your trust in them. And here comes the second one. Vahashenis, and the second one, Shiyiyeh Yoideya Boy, that he should know in the one that he trusts. He knows about the one that he trusts. Im HaVosoy. In addition to the fact that he loves you, Sheinenu Mis'alim Mimenu V'lo Mis'atzel B'cheftzoy. That his friend does not disregard him or neglect his wishes. Avul Yoideya Boy. Rather, he knows about him, shul mishtadl umaskim la'asoysoy, that he strives and is resolved to fulfill them. Ki im lo yizbar lo mimenu kol zeh, for if one cannot be certain of him in this regard, lo yiyeh bitchoynoy alof sholim, you can't have full trust in him. Why? Mipnei shul yoideya his almusoy virifyoynoy b'cheftsoy, since he is aware of his indifference and neglect in attending to his interests. Kasher yiskabtzu labiteach mimi shebotach boy shtei midois eila. But if the one in whom he trusts combines both these qualities, number one, goydul rachmanusay olav, he feels compassion for him, v'roi vashkochosay alin yonov, and actively watches over his interests, yiftach boy mibli sofek, he will unhesitantly put his trust in him. So what the Chovas HaLevavos is saying here is just because someone loves you is not a good enough reason to put your full trust in them. Because sometimes people love someone else, but that doesn't mean that they put their entire attention on that person. Sometimes they may neglect their wishes. Sometimes they may not fulfill everything that person wants. They're not reliable. The second factor that the Chovas HaLevavos is saying is that besides for the fact that you need to know that Hashem loves us, you also need to know that He's 100% reliable. He will never neglect or disregard your wishes. His attention is constantly on what you need, and He is constantly ready to fulfill whatever you need. Just to end off with a vart from the Baal Shem Tov, which perhaps we can connect to this idea, the Baal Shem Tov explains, based on the Pasuk, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit, which literally means that I place Hashem in front of me constantly. So the Baal Shem Tov explains that the word Shivisi can also come from the word Shaveh, which means equal, which means that a person is saying that I put Hashem in front of me constantly, equally in every situation, whether I'm davening, whether I'm learning, whether I'm eating, whether I'm drinking, whether I'm doing business, whether I'm at home, whatever situation I'm in, I equally feel Hashem's presence. And perhaps the way that one can do that is through contemplating what the Chovas HaLevavos just said, that Hashem never takes His attention away from us. It's not only that He loves us, it's that that love is constantly being shown equally in every situation. We can put our utmost trust in Him because there will never be a situation where Hashem will neglect or disregard His promise to us or His love to us. He will constantly show His love and He will constantly do what is the right thing for us. Have a wonderful day.